Now to a game with a brutal edge. It's called Mixed Martial Arts, or MMA. There's punching, kicking, grappling, choking. Bouts take place inside a chain-linked octagon called The Cage. Despite the brutality, the sport is popular. CBS has just started airing fights in prime time. Reporter Nancy Mullane has this profile of one top MMA fighter and part-time ambassador for the sport, Jake Shields.
Jake Shields doesn't look dangerous. If you saw him on a street corner, you probably wouldn't take much notice. But inside the padded gym where he trains, this medium-height, lean, white guy with a bouncy walk is treated like a world-class superstar. Shields says it's all about kicks, punches, takedowns, and chokeholds.
The chokes, I'll choke the guy's unconscious because it's like, that's not going to hurt him, he'll just wake up. But the arms, you know, the knees, I mean, a few years ago I broke some arms and knees and stuff, but I'm mellower now and I try not to.
After years of being hit and rubbed against the mats, his ears have turned into hard masses of scar tissue. They call them cauliflower ears. He straps on a padded helmet, something not allowed in competition. Then Shields and his sparring partner, Javier McKay, jump through the ropes. McKay says even though there's no eye gouging, biting, or breaking single fingers, sparring with Shields is a total workout.
It's a strong force coming at me, and I gotta be in shape to deal with that appropriately. Otherwise, like, I could go home with some injuries or some head damage. So
they can't just hop in and spar with. Some people think they can, but they get in not in shape. I mean, 1 minute in, I'll have guys getting out of the ring puking and stuff.
After 4 8-minute rounds, blood is oozing out of Shields' nose. He wipes it away and gets back in the ring for 2 more rounds. Mike Fazzino is owner of the Freestyle Submission Academy.
He has a lot of fire. He just has that in him, that winning spirit, so it's really hard to beat him. But he figured he'd train with guys that are best in the world.
When Shields isn't training or fighting, he lives in a top-floor flat in San Francisco with 2 other MMA fighters.
The house is a mess, so 3 guys living here. Fighter house. The downstairs is the worst.
Vitamin drinks, eggs, cheese, and tortillas fill the refrigerator. Shields is a lifelong vegetarian. The living room is bare except for 2 big comfy couches and a giant flat screen TV.
Not too decorated up, just got the TV, watch a little TV, hang out on the couch.
Shields says his love for fighting began at the end of a long dirt road in the California foothills. That's where he grew up with his 2 older brothers, his father and mother, Billy Shields.
So they had like a lot of time and a lot of space where they just got to run around and be kids and do creative play and raise them to be really more independent-minded.
Jake Shields says most of that creative play was really learning how to survive his 2 brothers.
They used to beat the crap out of me. I guess that made me mean. Not mean, but I needed some payback.
Payback began at the age of 9 when he started competing as an amateur wrestler. In college, he discovered the world of MMA.
There's hundreds of martial arts out there. There's karate, kung fu, taekwondo, anything. But really, the arts that seem to be the most successful are wrestling, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, boxing and kickboxing, like all mixed together.
Now, Shields is the MMA poster boy. He was recruited to conduct interviews for the first network broadcast of a primetime MMA fight.
I'm Jake Shields of ProElite.com. I'm here with Jake.
When an MMA fight's on TV and he's not working, Shields and his friends get in front of his flat screen to study the competition.
Look how good his footwork is, Moshida.
Yeah, yeah.
He stays out of range. That's why he never gets hit. He's like, that's why it's hard to take down, too, because he moves back and forth and crosses his feet so well.
Yeah.
All right, they need to start fighting.
Watching the fight, Shields gets a hungry look in his eyes. He'll have to wait to get back in the ring. His championship MMA battle for the welterweight title is coming up this fall. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Mullane in San Francisco.